The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter. God will fulfill God's purposes, and already hidden signs of that fulfillment abound. On that great day, there will be dismay, perplexity, confusion, and terror, but God's people shall be given strength to stand boldly and receive God's promised redemption. I begin reading at verse 25. Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I invite the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Okay, guys, I have a question for you this morning. How many of you know when your birthday is? All of you know. When is your birthday? April the 20th. Okay, when is yours? Okay, yours. Okay, when your birthday is coming, October, is that a long time or is that pretty soon? When's yours? Is that pretty soon? Is it soon or is it a long time? A long time. How do you know when your birthday's coming? How do you know it's almost time? Thing. Okay, if you know the name of the month, how do you know when it's coming? Okay, so if you know the month, then you will know. Good job. Any other way? Do you happen to see Mom baking a cake?
Yes.
Okay, so Mom either buys a cake, orders a cake, or she starts to bake a cake. Anything else happen? You don't know until that morning. Okay, that makes sense to me. Oh, you see presents laying around? Okay, well, guys, your birthday, you look for signs. You look for things that are going to happen to remind you that it's your birthday. We in the church do the same thing. This morning they lit one candle And it's a sign, something special is coming. Do you know what it is?
Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas. That's right, the Christmas tree will be another sign. Well, in our reading this morning that Pastor just read, the very first verse said, there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. And when those signs start appearing, we are going to know that Jesus is coming back. Isn't that exciting? We don't know when, just like it's hard to know when that birthday is coming. But when we see the signs, we will know. Let us pray. Fold our hands. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for promising us that you will come again so that we can live in your glory. Amen. Okay, you may go back to your church.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As I mentioned earlier, today is the first day of the church calendar year, and it begins with Advent, that time of preparation. I think sometimes that Advent is probably one of the hardest seasons of the church year, especially for kids as they start to see the Christmas decorations going up, they hear the Christmas music going on, then they see presents starting to be piled up underneath the tree, and it's so hard for those kids to wait to be able to open up those presents. And also, too, maybe you're expecting family to come in or you're going on a trip and those kids are excited that they get to go somewhere or to see their cousins once again that they hadn't seen for a long time. For adults, too, Advent's kind of a sticky season as well then, too, with all the hustle and the bustle that goes on, having to get all that Christmas shopping done, having to do the Christmas decorations, untangling that knot of Christmas lights that happens every year. Or finding the toys that say some assembly required. it gets tough. We get anxious too to sing the Christmas carols and have the parties and the celebrations and everything that goes along with Christmas. It's a tough time. It's also a difficult time with the scripture lessons as well then too. Our scripture lesson for this morning, this lesson out of Luke's gospel seems like a lot of doom and gloom in it. People will faint from fear and foreboding and what is coming upon the world. It sounds pretty rough. But sometimes we have to see the bad or experience the bad, the rough times, the hard times, in order to see that glimmer of hope, to see what's still coming. In Jeremiah prophecies about that hope. The people of the Old Testament had a really rough time. They had had a succession of bad kings, kings who were greedy, kings who were corrupt, kings who were self-centered. And as a result, the kingdom suffered. The kingdoms of Israel and Judah suffered with their kings. Some of the people became very rich and wealthy and lived in the lap of luxury. Most of the people were very poor and destitute, and there was animosity. It was not a good time for the people, and as a result, the kingdoms were weakened. And invading armies came in, and they destroyed the armies of Israel and Judah. And they captured the people, or killed the people, the soldiers, and they carted off all the healthy people into slavery. And people were scattered throughout the whole world. They had lost their unity as a people. But then, too, the invading armies came in and they destroyed the land. They trampled all the crops. They slaughtered or scattered all the livestock. They went into the homes, the villages, the towns, and cities, and they looted everything that was worth anything and then burned the rest down. People were even losing faith because their center of worship, the holies of holies, the most important place in all of Israel and Judah, the Temple Mount, was also desecrated. The temple was gutted, it was looted, and it was burned. It was destroyed. Where's God going to reside? If our temple's... How could this ever happen with that temple being destroyed? They had lost all hope. Families were scattered. People were scattered. People were dead. They were slaves. They became slaves in captivity. Where is their hope? And then the prophet Jeremiah comes along. And he gives that word of hope that God will raise up a righteous branch and restore the people of Israel. He will call his children together once again, and they will reclaim their heritage. Sometimes you have to see that doom and that gloom, that those experience to see that glimmer of hope. Then you're ready to open your eyes. When things were going well in the country, people didn't open up their eyes. They forgot about God and who God is. And they had put their trust in their homes and their crops and in their wealth. And they had forgotten about God. What about us? What do we put our trust and our security in? What do we look at that's supposed to be secure in our lives? Maybe it's our homes. Think about your home. You do put a lot of money into it. You put a lot of work into it. You think about remodeling it. You go through the remodel. You got to make sure it has a good roof and paint and whatever else, the upkeep that goes on with that home. You fill that home with all your personal belongings, with those things that are important to you. You look for comfort in your home. You look for safety in your home. You look for peace in your home. But buildings don't last forever. Buildings can crumble down. They can be shaken by an earthquake. They can be hit by lightning. They can burn up. Buildings don't last. So what about relationships? Relationships with friends. We have good relationships. We work on that. We talk to our friends each and every day, a lot of us. But then sometimes friends move away. Our friends get sick. And they die. But what about family? Relationships with family. We're very close with our families, with our parents, with our children, with brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and cousins. And it's always good to get together with family. Maybe many of you did that already this Thanksgiving weekend. You got together and you had a good meal and enjoyed catching up with everybody. But there's always some of those family members that after you've been around them for a little while, you need just a little breath of fresh air. We enjoy our families, but at the same time, people don't always last either. People move away, they also get sick, and they die. And we're devastated. So, how about putting our trust and our security in our wealth, in our money, investments? Many of us do save up a little bit, maybe for retirement. Maybe for that big ticket item, or maybe just for a rainy day when we never know when something unexpected might happen. And we feel secure if we have some money in the bank or an investment somewhere. So we feel safe. But money doesn't last either. Money can be stolen. It can burn up. It can melt. Investments can go south. Banks can close up. And so that's not always safe either. Well, how about our land or property? That's always going to be there, isn't it? But if you work the land, you also know that there's times of drought when nothing will grow. There's times of flood when everything gets washed away. You can have tornadoes, and hurricanes, fire, and everything, once again, can be devastated. So what do we put our trust in? Where's our security? What makes us feel safe? What makes us feel secure? Here in our gospel lesson, Jesus says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Everything on this earth is subject to rot, decay, fire, heat, cold, flood, drought, crumbling down, deterioration, and death. Everything. And this earth is subject to destruction of one way or the other. And here in our gospel lesson, it says that one day all things will pass away on heaven and earth. But he says, my words will not pass away. Sometimes we need to hear those words of doom and gloom, or even experience like the people of Israel did, to go through that, to refocus our direction, to refocus our security and our peace and our safety into those words of Jesus Christ, to see that glimmer of hope. And that's what Advent is about, is to look for that glimmer of hope, to see what is coming. Not only this great celebration of Christmas and the birth of a Savior, but also the awaiting, the coming of Jesus Christ. Now, when people start thinking about the end times, or when Christ comes again, many people do get fearful. They get afraid. And as it says here in this gospel lesson, there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and people will be fearful. They'll be afraid. They'll be terrified of what's coming on. And when we think about these things and we look at those things, it's scary for us too, because that's a great change. But here is that glimmer of hope that Christ is coming back. And all of these things that cause us fear and gloom and doom will pass away. And we will live with Christ forever at the great feast, which is still yet to come. Many people fear those things. There was a young boy by the name of Frank, and he had an older brother who constantly teased him. Well, it was Frank's birthday, and it seemed like everybody forgot his birthday. Even his parents went off somewhere to run some errands or do some shopping. And so Frank was left alone with his older brother. And his older brother started to taunt him a bit. You just wait until mom and dad get back. You're going to get it then. You just wait. You'll see. You're going to get it. Well, Frank didn't know what he did. And he was starting to get worried. He was fearful. What's going to happen when mom and dad get home? Well, it just so happened that mom and dad went shopping for his birthday gift. And his older brother knew that, but he still had to tease him a bit about it. And when the parents came home, Frank was afraid. He heard that car door slam, and he started to shake. But then they came in, and they gave him his birthday present. And all that fear was gone. All that worry was gone. He was excited. It was a great day. It turned out to be a great day. For us too, as we look at the signs here on this earth, we see that sickness, we see the decay, and we look and we're fearful. What's going to happen to us? What's going to happen to the world? What's going to happen to my family? What's going to happen to all the things that I have? What's going to happen to my friends? But there is that hope. Even when earth and heaven pass away, the words of the Lord will not pass away. For the Israelite people, they had that gave them hope that a righteous branch would be born, to be raised up once again, that they would be restored as a new kingdom. The people were excited about that. And God fulfilled his promises. He brought that babe, Jesus Christ, into the world, who brought salvation to all of us. And at this time now, too, we look forward to that day when Christ will come again. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.